So the kings came from the east, and when King Herod, verse 3, heard this, he was disturbed. All Jerusalem with him. When he had called together all the people's chief priests and teachers of the law, he asked them where the Christ was to be born. In Bethlehem of Judea, they replied, for this is what the prophet had written. But you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judea, are by no means least among the rulers of Judea. For out of you will become a ruler who will be the shepherd of my people, Israel. Then Herod called the Magi. He called them secretly. He found out from them the exact time the star had appeared. And he sent them to Bethlehem, and he said, go and make a careful search for the child. As soon as you find him, report to me, so that I too may go and worship him. Well, that sounds very good. He wanted to come worship the same child he'd heard about. So he got called together, some wise men. They said there's a star, and so there he goes. After they had heard the king, they went on their way. And the star they had seen in the east went ahead of them till it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they were overjoyed. And then I'll go to the next part. So you have Herod. He heard the story about a baby being born in Bethlehem. So he comes up with this plot, not knowing the end result later on, and not really knowing himself. I don't think you'll see the story goes on, exactly what he did with that information. But I said here that the love of the Magi. You've heard Gary Chapman's book, The Five Love Languages. And it is a very good book. And if you do any counseling at all, or you talk to people, we all love and receive love differently. So one of them is acts of service. And I think that in my household, an act of service is whenever I do the dishes. It does happen sometimes. So early on you find out, and I think this is where it becomes difficult in marriage, is because you don't know how to fight fair. You don't know how to communicate fairly to each other. And so you don't understand each other's language, really. And you really haven't been educated enough or counseled enough before you get married on these triggers that happen with husbands and wives. And so when you think you're doing really, really good, and you've got a lot of points in your favor, you did nothing that they wanted. Because they really wanted a gift. Because that's their love language. They may like jewelry. I've gave Linda so much jewelry. I've gave her necklaces and necklaces. I really have. She just doesn't wear much jewelry. It's just not her thing. So I could do that over and over and over. And it's just not going to work. So we've got to find out each other's love language. So you have acts of service. And I may do the wrong service. Because the dishes is what she really needed done. I know when I really do that, you know, I've sacrificed a little bit of myself and done that. I'm just trying to be very open with you all here. And so it is interesting. But then the giving of gifts that I just talked about, or my love language is quality time. I like to, a lot of people know, I like to get together with people at McDonald's and talk with people at McDonald's. It's one of my favorite places. It's just an easy place to communicate, cheap food, usually a good atmosphere, and you can just spend time one-on-one in a nice, affordable place, but really talk and have time and not be rushed. So quality time is big with me. Fishing or hunting. Now, you can't do a lot of talking in either one. So if I went with Jordan, either one of those have been quality time. It's probably not the best time because he'd be saying all the time, hush, Russ. Hush. So that would not be the place either. So then words of affirmation. I like to receive them. Most men do. Most men like to know they're doing well. Women don't always understand this, but, you know, we're all little boys, like, forever. And men always kind of feel like a little boy. I didn't understand that until I talked to older ones, and now I am older. And it's like, I still think I'm 19. And I wish my body was 19 again. But I still think I'm 19. I can do all this stuff and think these different ways. And you just can't. But men need approval and affirmation from their wives that we're doing a good job, that we did good, that you appreciate, and you look and you saw that of who we are as men providing for the home. Physical touch. Some people are not touchy-touchy. I know George is not. So you have to learn that. So to give George a big hug is not good affirmation. He does not. He's just like, no. And words of affirmation don't work with George either. So so you get to know. See, I've gotten to know George. I've spent a lot of time with George to get to know George. So I know Nick. I know I spent time with Nick, so I know Nick. You know each other. I know Richard's different than Rachel as far as how you express love. So you've got to know people. So here are the Magi. How did they express love? How in their story does it show that they express love? Well, that's where we're going to go to the next part. Matthew 2:11-16. And when they had come into the house, they saw the young child with Mary, his mother. They fell down and they worshiped him. That is love language. Wow. And I would really think that's not what the Magi went there for. Now, this was not the baby Jesus that we see here in this stable. But he was in Bethlehem. But he wasn't in the stable. Because these were men, and there may not be just three of them, even though there are three gifts. There could have been more. But this boy that they saw, his very presence. When you go into the presence of God, you know it. It's different. You feel it. You have reaction to it. Like, wow. There's something here. The atmosphere has changed. And God is to be reverenced. And it's almost like in the movie yesterday. It was so emotional at times that it got me in my gut on the story behind that song. Those words have meaning. And the one thing that I got the most is when he had lost faith in God. He had his wife's journal. And he could read those pages because that was her story. And the preacher said, this is the same life, the Bible, the same story. These are truths of true stories that really happen, as much as that journal of your wives and the lives that you live together. That's why it's so important that we get that these are true stories, that these magi really did show up. And they were moved so much to worship this child. It just impacts me to think that the love of God brings so much out of us when it may not be who we are at all. As that personality, that's what you would do. But it says they worshiped him. And when they had opened their treasures, they presented these gifts to him. Gold, frankincense, and myrrh. Now think, they had a plan already. Because they had gifts with them. They saw a star. They heard the story of something big has happened. Something in the heavenlies has changed. And we got to go see what this is. Some of them think the Magi were magicians, wise men that were called forth maybe to answer dreams. So they were called to the leadership often maybe to interpret things that are going on in the world. So they gathered different gifts, said, hey, we'll go and let's just go take, these are pretty important, gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And I'm not going to go into what each one means. I've heard that preached before. Then being divinely warned in a dream that they should not return to Herod, they departed to their own country another way. It doesn't say how long they stayed there. I would say if I came a long way like they did, they probably camped out around for a while, at least overnight. And I would think if people go, conversations, who are you, what are you here for, took places that are not even written. There had to be conversation between Joseph and Mary and the wise men. And I'm sure they also told them why they showed up, and that they were supposed to report to Herod. Because look, it says right here, then they were divinely warned in a dream not to return to Herod. That's a big part of this story. To me, it's the biggest love gift that was given that I think we miss. And I'm going to go through and I'm going to come back to that part. And when they departed, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared even to Joseph in a dream, saying, arise, take the young child and his mother and flee to Egypt. So you see there that there were two different dreams. God, I believe, still works in dreams. He still speaks. He still tells you. He speaks through this. He speaks through the word through Zach. He speaks through music. And we'll say, wow, I never heard that before. I never saw that way. Or in Sunday school when you're teaching and a word comes up, I'm like, wow. That little phrase just kind of just changed me. And God's speaking through dreams there twice. He said, flee to Egypt, stay there until I bring you word. For Herod will seek the young child to destroy him. He was very specific to Joseph. Where and why? When he arose, he took the young child and his mother by night, and they departed for Egypt. It was there until the death of Herod. He was there. That it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by the Lord through the prophet, saying, out of Egypt I called my son. I'm going to pause there just for a little sidebar. As you're going through stuff, you're going through it for a purpose. He had to go there because the Lord prophesied. And that's a whole different sermon. You have no idea why you're going through stuff. But you're going through there because that was prophesied. That part of your story, again, Sunday school, heavenly places. We have to go through some stuff to make us who we are in character of who we're going to be. And we have no idea why we ended up there or why we had to go through that place. But he had to do that. And it says because the scripture says that it might be fulfilled. Out of Egypt I called my son. Then Herod, when he saw that he was deceived by the wise men, because they didn't come back. Remember, they went to their own country? So then he said, oh my, they're not coming back. I ain't heard from them. Everybody heard from them? They weren't seeing the wise men? How long is it going to take them? A week? 2 weeks? A month? It shouldn't take this long. So he was deceived. He was exceedingly angry. This is why I said, I'm not sure that Herod was going to do this initially. I don't know. But he got angry because they didn't come back. Why he sent forth, he wanted to know what was going to kidnap the baby. I don't know exactly what he was going to do. But he sent forth and he put to death all the male children who were in Bethlehem. That's why I said that they were in Bethlehem. In all its districts, from 2 years old and under, according to the time which he had determined from the wise men. So think about that. Your little innocent baby. That they just come in and take from your arm. And you hear all over Bethlehem all the screaming and all the moaning and all the terror. Those little boys died. Jesus got saved. I don't think we really read the Bible and take into account really what's happening. That's exactly what happened. So I said, how did the Magi, the number one love thing that they did, and the one thing that hammered me, why the Magi showed for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. The one thing they did to protect that Jesus would not be killed in Bethlehem was that two angels showed up. The wise men went a different way, did not go back to Herod, and then the dream came to Joseph to get out of town. But the biggest act of love, which Gary Chapman doesn't talk about, and I think that a lot of us have lived, and the older you live, the more you will do it. You will not take retribution on others when you feel that they deserve punished. See, the wise men could have went back to Herod and specifically told where Jesus was and got a big reward, maybe, I don't know, named forever. Their names are not in the Bible. Tradition talks about them. I read a lot into this, but they're not in the Bible. And I love Matthew. I love Matthew even more because of the chosen. I think they've done pretty good with his character and why he lists everything and does everything. You see him really kind of listing all that out. Matthew goes into this. I looked at Luke. Luke doesn't even talk about the Magi. Different story. But by the Magi not going back to Herod, it saved Jesus' life. On the other hand, a lot of the other young boys died. But you have to remember, Jesus is the Savior of the world. Jesus had to be spared. One more time. Because of our sin, not because of his sin. And Jesus will be put to death later on. So he's spared as a baby, but he's put to death later on. And with the Magi not telling and going back to their own country, bypassing Herod, it's the same way we learn love. And that sometimes when our kids, our spouses, our friends, or whatever wrong us, and we have to learn to love and accept, not be selfish, be long-suffering, knowing that we are growing and God is using us in different stages and parts of our life. And I think that's one of the greatest love that the Magi showed in this whole story. They had the gifts. They worshiped. You know, they probably hung around for a day or two. I mean, they were all there, not even knowing they were expressing love. But they could have really gave up Jesus' location and got a reward and been known forever in the kingdom and been exalted forever. But yet, because they had recognized that this boy was the king of the world. I mean, these, again, some people put these wise men in high regard. For them to take a knee down and to worship always reminded me, it was one of my favorite shows at Christmas time. Christmas at Washington. Washington. It was a TV program held in a museum in Washington, D.C. And all the dignitaries of our country was there, the president. And at the end, they would get up front and sing a chorus of hailing Jesus as King, as Jesus as Lord. Joy to the world, the Lord has come. Let earth, we're talking about our president, our cabinet, standing, worshiping together, acknowledging the King of the Jews. I said, do they not see what they're doing? Our hierarchy in our country is the verbalizing these words that Jesus It's all about Jesus. And the wise men recognized that when they came into the room and they saw that baby and they said, wow, there is something different about this child. And whatever mission we were supposed to be on, it just got changed. Because we are not going to give up that location or that place because he got to be spared above everything else. So that's what I have. God will always use us somewhere, sometime, someplace to express his love.